This is the NOCN ESOL International Proficient Level C2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. I applied for a job last week, but I haven't heard anything yet. 2. Excuse me, can I speak to the manager, please? 3. I'm sorry you've lost your bag. What does it look like? 4. Have we got enough Christmas lights for the tree? 5. I've got 2 cinema tickets for Saturday night. Would you like to go with me? 6. I'd like to arrange delivery of the furniture I've just bought, please. 7. What sports do you like doing? 8. How much time does it take to roast a chicken? 9. Have we got any cheese in the fridge? I want a cheese sandwich. 10. Did you turn up the heating? It's so hot in here.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. I applied for a job last week, but I haven't heard anything yet. 2. Excuse me, can I speak to the manager, please? 3. I'm sorry you've lost your bag. What does it look like? 4. Have we got enough Christmas lights for the tree? 5. I've got 2 cinema tickets for Saturday night. Would you like to go with me? 6. I'd like to arrange delivery of the furniture I've just bought, please. 7. What sports do you like doing? 8. How much time does it take to roast a chicken? 9. Have we got any cheese in the fridge? I want a cheese sandwich. 10. Did you turn up the heating? It's so hot in here.
11. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Mina. It's Penny. I've got a bit of a problem and wondered if you could help me.
Oh, what's wrong? Is everything all right?
Well, I've just found out that my son's school is closed for the day due to a flood. Apparently, they've got no heating or electricity, as the water has damaged the electrics. However, I've got a hospital appointment at 11 a.m. and wondered if you could look after him while I'm at the hospital, as I haven't got anyone else to ask.
Of course. What do you want me to do? Shall I come over and sit with him, or do you want me to pick him up?
I'm happy for you to come and sit with him, unless you have plans to go out, in which case I can leave his car seat in the hallway so you can take him with you. I'll probably leave here at 10 and won't be back until around 1 o'clock.
All right. I'll take Jake to the shops with me and we'll have some lunch while we're out. How about I come over at 9:30 to pick Jake up? You can show me how to fit the car seat into my car.
Thank you so much, Mina. I'm really grateful. I'll tell Jake Auntie Mina is taking him shopping and I'll give him some pocket money to spend. Let me know how I can repay your kindness.
No need. Although I might need you to give me some advice on how to do my tax return. You know I'm self-employed now and I've never done a tax return before. You've done one before, haven't you, Penny? So you'd know what to do. Could you help me?
Yes, it's easier than you think.
Brilliant. All right. I'll be over in half an hour. See you then. Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Mina. It's Penny. I've got a bit of a problem and wondered if you could help me.
Oh, what's wrong? Is everything all right?
Well, I've just found out that my son's school is closed for the day due to a flood. Apparently, they've got no heating or electricity, as the water has damaged the electrics. However, I've got a hospital appointment at 11 a.m. and wondered if you could look after him while I'm at the hospital, as I haven't got anyone else to ask.
Of course. What do you want me to do? Shall I come over and sit with him, or do you want me to pick him up?
I'm happy for you to come and sit with him, unless you have plans to go out, in which case I can leave his car seat in the hallway so you can take him with you. I'll probably leave here at 10 and won't be back until around 1 o'clock.
All right. I'll take Jake to the shops with me and we'll have some lunch while we're out. How about I come over at 9:30 to pick Jake up? You can show me how to fit the car seat into my car.
Thank you so much, Mina. I'm really grateful. I'll tell Jake Auntie Mina is taking him shopping and I'll give him some pocket money to spend. Let me know how I can repay your kindness.
No need. Although I might need you to give me some advice on how to do my tax return. You know I'm self-employed now and I've never done a tax return before. You've done one before, haven't you, Penny? So you'd know what to do. Could you help me?
Yes, it's easier than you think.
Brilliant. All right. I'll be over in half an hour. See you then. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. I'd like some information about your horse riding course. Do you have any places available?
Have you ever ridden a horse before?
Yes, but only on holiday. You know, pony trekking through the woods. Oh, and when I was a teenager, I did have some lessons, but they weren't really well organised and we only learnt how to sit on a horse properly and walk it around a field.
Right. I think you'll probably need to refresh some horse riding skills. It sounds like you're at pre-intermediate level, as you've had some experience. We have some places available at the moment and the course will develop you. So as you develop your riding skills, eventually you will be taught how to canter and jump small fences. All our courses include grooming skills and you will have the opportunity to ride different horses. We encourage riders to build up relationships with each horse and groom and feed the horses. You will also learn about tacking.
What is tacking? And will I need to buy any special clothing or equipment?
Tacking is the equipment we use. Saddles, reins, bridles and stirrups, that kind of thing. It's what the horse wears. We do recommend you buy a helmet and riding boots, however. But apart from those, it's up to you whether you want to buy riding clothes. Saddles and tacking are provided by us as they belong to individual horses.
How much are the lessons?
£25 an hour, but because you will be helping to look after the horses, we offer a free lesson every 6 weeks, and as your skills develop, we also give you discounts. So prices drop to £19 a lesson for advanced riders, as they don't need as much assistance as beginners do.
You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. I'd like some information about your horse riding course. Do you have any places available?
Have you ever ridden a horse before?
Yes, but only on holiday. You know, pony trekking through the woods. Oh, and when I was a teenager, I did have some lessons, but they weren't really well organised and we only learnt how to sit on a horse properly and walk it around a field.
Right. I think you'll probably need to refresh some horse riding skills. It sounds like you're at pre-intermediate level, as you've had some experience. We have some places available at the moment and the course will develop you. So as you develop your riding skills, eventually you will be taught how to canter and jump small fences. All our courses include grooming skills and you will have the opportunity to ride different horses. We encourage riders to build up relationships with each horse and groom and feed the horses. You will also learn about tacking.
What is tacking? And will I need to buy any special clothing or equipment?
Tacking is the equipment we use. Saddles, reins, bridles and stirrups, that kind of thing. It's what the horse wears. We do recommend you buy a helmet and riding boots, however. But apart from those, it's up to you whether you want to buy riding clothes. Saddles and tacking are provided by us as they belong to individual horses.
How much are the lessons?
£25 an hour. But because you will be helping to look after the horses, we offer a free lesson every 6 weeks, and as your skills develop, we also give you discounts. So prices drop to £19 a lesson for advanced riders, as they don't need as much assistance as beginners do.
You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Plastic is everywhere today and is causing environmental disasters. But is it the way we get rid of plastic that is the issue, or plastic itself? Harvey, as an expert, what are your views?
It's definitely the way we dispose of it that creates problems for wildlife.
Sue, you work for Greenpeace. Do you support the use of plastic?
Definitely not. Yes, problems are caused by the way we dispose of plastic, but the manufacturing of plastic also impacts on our environment. Society is bombarded with commercials persuading us to buy new products, so we buy them and throw away old things when they're not even broken. It's unnecessary, and it highlights the issue of what we do with our rubbish.
I see. But aren't we being encouraged to recycle plastic?
Yes, but the problem of disposing of plastic is more complicated than that. People need to understand the impact of mindlessly throwing items away. We need laws to regulate the amount of packaging per product and eventually ban plastic bags.
That's a good point. Sue, should we ban plastic entirely?
I hate to say it, but there is a need for plastic because if we didn't use it, we'd use glass. The NHS use plastic for medical syringes and tubing. It's more hygienic. However, the overuse of plastic is so destructive, we need to seriously review the way it is used. Tiny plastic balls and polystyrene used for packaging material is having a devastating effect on wildlife and the environment, as it is particularly hard to dispose of.
But if we didn't have that, we'd be chopping down trees for paper and cardboard, destroying wildlife habitats. Look at how the rainforest has been reduced.
We are now growing sustainable forests to cope with society's demands. Being reliant on plastic for everything is wrong.
Thank you, Sue and Harvey. Now listen to the debate again. Plastic is everywhere today and is causing environmental disasters. But is it the way we get rid of plastic that is the issue, or plastic itself? Harvey, as an expert, what are your views?
It's definitely the way we dispose of it that creates problems for wildlife.
Sue, you work for Greenpeace. Do you support the use of plastic?
Definitely not. Yes, problems are caused by the way we dispose of plastic, but the manufacturing of plastic also impacts on our environment. Society is bombarded with commercials persuading us to buy new products, so we buy them and throw away old things when they're not even broken. It's unnecessary, and it highlights the issue of what we do with our rubbish.
I see. But aren't we being encouraged to recycle plastic?
Yes, but the problem of disposing of plastic is more complicated than that. People need to understand the impact of mindlessly throwing items away. We need laws to regulate the amount of packaging per product and eventually ban plastic bags.
That's a good point. Sue, should we ban plastic entirely?
I hate to say it, but there is a need for plastic because if we didn't use it, we'd use glass. The NHS use plastic for medical syringes and tubing. It's more hygienic. However, the overuse of plastic is so destructive, we need to seriously review the way it is used. Tiny plastic balls and polystyrene used for packaging material is having a devastating effect on wildlife and the environment, as it is particularly hard to dispose of.
But if we didn't have that, we'd be chopping down trees for paper and cardboard, destroying wildlife habitats. Look at how the rainforest has been reduced.
We are now growing sustainable forests to cope with society's demands. Being reliant on plastic for everything is wrong.
Thank you, Sue and Harvey. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. The reason why I've called this meeting is to discuss the arrangements for the Lord Mayor's visit that's taking place in March. I need to know what plans you've made for his visit.
Well, we thought the Mayor would like to visit the allotments and meet some of the gardeners, particularly as he is an organic gardener and is against the use of chemicals on plants.
Good idea. We could ask him to plant a tree, perhaps a fruit tree of some sort.
Oh yes, we also thought he might like to sample some homegrown produce, and we could give him a basket of items: jam, marmalade, homemade buns and homemade lemonade.
Now that's a good idea. OK, what else?
I've asked some local school children to join us and help plant up a herb garden. The local garden centre are going to contribute a variety of herbs for us, and we'll be there to offer advice to anyone who is new to gardening and growing vegetables.
I've asked Ken to set up a speaking podium with a microphone and speakers under a gazebo.
I've also invited some local craft workers and asked them to set up stalls, and the butcher will bring a refrigerated van with organic meat products. I've suggested a £10 site fee for each stall.
What kind of things will they be selling?
Handcrafted artwork and jewellery, all made from organic and fair trade materials.
I'd like you to organise a fair trade tea and coffee stall too. We could also set up a juice stall next to the homemade jam and cake stall. Have you decided where the profits will go?
We thought we'd support the Beehive project.
Well chosen. Everything sounds great so far. Thank you for your time.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning. The reason why I've called this meeting is to discuss the arrangements for the Lord Mayor's visit that's taking place in March. I need to know what plans you've made for his visit.
Well, we thought the Mayor would like to visit the allotments and meet some of the gardeners, particularly as he is an organic gardener and is against the use of chemicals on plants.
Good idea. We could ask him to plant a tree, perhaps a fruit tree of some sort.
Oh yes, we also thought he might like to sample some homegrown produce, and we could give him a basket of items: jam, marmalade, homemade buns and homemade lemonade.
Now that's a good idea. OK, what else?
I've asked some local school children to join us and help plant up a herb garden. The local garden centre are going to contribute a variety of herbs for us, and we'll be there to offer advice to anyone who is new to gardening and growing vegetables.
I've asked Ken to set up a speaking podium with a microphone and speakers under a gazebo.
I've also invited some local craft workers and asked them to set up stalls, and the butcher will bring a refrigerated van with organic meat products. I've suggested a £10 site fee for each stall.
What kind of things will they be selling?
Handcrafted artwork and jewellery, all made from organic and fair trade materials.
I'd like you to organise a fair trade tea and coffee stall too. We could also set up a juice stall next to the homemade jam and cake stall. Have you decided where the profits will go?
We thought we'd support the Beehive project.
Well chosen. Everything sounds great so far. Thank you for your time.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.